Welcome back, everyone. Today, we're diving into a fascinating topic that's really at the intersection of art and technology embroidery. But not just any embroidery. We're talking about the mass production of e-textiles using embroidery technology. It's incredible how this traditional craft has evolved into a modern marvel that integrates electronic components into textiles. I mean, think about it, your clothes could potentially monitor your health or even interact with your environment. Isn't that wild?
Wow, that sounds super cool. So, how exactly did embroidery go from like just being a craft to something that can, you know, integrate electronics? I mean, that's a huge leap.
Absolutely. It's like watching a caterpillar transform into a butterfly. Historically, embroidery was all about aesthetics decorating fabrics with beautiful patterns. But now, it's become a vital technology in sectors like automotive, aerospace, and healthcare. Imagine a car seat that can sense your posture and adjust for comfort. The automation of embroidery has really enhanced the production of these e-textiles, making it a reliable method for creating functional textiles.
Oh, that's so interesting. So, what are some of the challenges they face when trying to mass produce these e-textiles? I mean, it sounds like it could get complicated.
Great question. The transition from academic concepts to market-ready products does come with its challenges, particularly in reliability and mass production. For instance, e-textiles need to endure everyday use and meet electronic standards. One of the key challenges is establishing reliable interfaces between flexible fabrics and rigid electronic components.
So, like, how do they make sure those connections are strong? I can imagine if they're not, it could lead to some pretty embarrassing moments, right? Like your shirt just stops working in the middle of a meeting.
Exactly. That would be quite the fashion faux pas. To ensure strong connections, embroidery technology allows for the automatic stitching of components onto textiles. This means that the mechanical and electrical connections are robust. Research has led to guidelines for PCB design and stitch sequences that enhance reliability without needing additional materials.
Wow, that's really smart. So, what about the actual threads they use? I've heard that some conductive threads can be a bit tricky.
You're spot on! The high resistivity of conductive threads can be a challenge. But innovative solutions have emerged, like using multiple passes of stitching and incorporating conductive bobbin threads to improve conductivity. They even create non-conductive bridges to prevent unintended connections in complex designs. It's like building a tiny city of circuits on fabric.
A tiny city? That's such a fun way to think about it. So, how do they actually scale this up for mass production? I mean, it sounds like it could take forever to make just one piece.
That's a fantastic point. Automation and scalability are critical for mass production. Modern embroidery machines are designed for precision and consistency, which means they can produce large quantities of e-textiles without sacrificing quality. Multi-head machines, for example, can increase output significantly. It's like having a whole team of embroiderers working simultaneously.
Oh wow, that's like a factory of fashion. So, what do you think the future holds for this technology? Are we going to see like smart shirts that can tell us when we're stressed or something?
Absolutely. The future is incredibly bright for embroidered e-textiles. With continued research and innovation, we're likely to see advancements in wearable technology that can monitor health metrics, enhance user experience, and even interact with our daily lives in ways we can't yet imagine. It's a transformative force in the textile industry, paving the way for a new era of smart clothing.
That's just mind-blowing. I can't wait to see what's next. Thanks for breaking this down for us.